dead. Looky here.
What?
Look at all the letters I got.
Well, I'll be darned. Ain't some of them from me?
Not a one of them. Looky here. Everyone says Mr. Ed Peters. Bet you they're about my horse.
We'll open them up and find out, why don't you? Instead of standing there talking.
Oh, shucks. I'm too nervous. You read them. You can do better than I can anyhow. You read them.
Oh, well, let me have them. Ain't nothing to get hit up about. Let me see.
What's that one say?
Oh, wait a minute. Says, Dear Mr. Peters.
Now, that's me, ain't it?
Yes, that's you. Keep your trap shut and let me read it. I saw your advertisement in the Gazette, and I'm writing you to tell you that...
There. I told you that ad'd bring my horse back, didn't I?
Keep your shirt on till I finish it, can't you? I am writing to tell you that if you don't find your horse, I've got 8 of them out in my farm here, and you can take your pick for $25. Hoping to hear from you, I am yours truly, Abner Kirkwood.
That darn fool, what do you think I want with one of them farm plugs? Mine's a racehorse.
Well, as far as that goes, I'll bet any one of his will beat yours. Let's see what what's you missing.
Hurry up, tear it open.
Oh, wait a minute, Ma. Dear sir.
That's me, too, ain't it?
Oh, dagnabbit, of course it is. Dear sir, I see by the Gazette you lost your horse and
our... Oh, shucks. What's the use of him telling me that? I know it already.
I'm sure if you want me to read these letters, keep still, can't you? And I'll offer him $25 reward for information leading to his return.
I didn't say that. I said for information leading him back to the barn.
Well, it's all the same. Well, let me see what he says. 3 days ago, I was woke up at 2:30 in the night by a horse running down the road past my house.
Now we're getting warm.
Yes.
Go on, read the rest of it.
Oh, I'm trying to, ain't I? There wasn't any moon that night, so I couldn't see whether the horse was navy blue or not, or which way he was going.
Just my luck, Dad.
Keep still and let me finish it. But if it was your horse, please send me the $25 right away. Yours truly, Ben Lawson.
I ain't going to do it. Maybe that wasn't my horse at all.
Well, what if it was? You don't know no more than you did before. Let's try this again.
Yes, open it up quick.
Shakes it off. Just smell it, that did. Smell it. I bet it's from a woman.
I bet she ain't found my horse. Don't smell... Does smell kind of nice, though, don't it?
I bet your boots does. They look at the writing, too.
Yeah, well, what did she say? I don't care about the writing. Read it.
Dad, never don't rush me. Says, Dear Ebenezer.
Dear what?
That's what it says. Dear Ebenezer. You can see for yourself there.
Oh, gosh dang, if anybody can call me that. Tear that letter up. Go on, tear it up.
Now, just hold your horses. Maybe she's found them. You can't tell.
Now, go on and read it. But darned if I don't tear it up before anybody else sees it.
Sure smells good. Says, Dear Ebenezer, I have just finished reading your wonderful advertisement in the Gazette.
Dangerous, if they all ain't read that ad.
Of course they have. That's why they're writing you. Now keep your trap shut a minute. And I said to myself that the ad was put in by a man with a great, big, kind heart.
Now give me that letter. Give it here.
Now, Ed, keep your shirt on.
Give me that.
Oh, now
that.
Look what you've done. What in tarnation are you trying to do?
Don't give a dad darn. Ain't no woman going to say that about me getting away with it.
Oh, dagnabbit, what's the difference? Only a letter. Besides, maybe she has found your horse.
And don't start out like it.
Yes, I know. But what was that the poet said? All roses have got thorns on them. You better let me read the rest of the letter anyhow, just to be sure.
Yeah, sure. I suppose she might have found my horse.
Yes.
But you got to promise you won't tell a dad darn soul about this letter.
Oh, kind of shiny tip. I ain't no tattletale, am I?
Well, I just...
Well, give me that piece, and I'll put them together and see what the rest of it says.
Yeah, well, take it if you have to.
Well, you're showing some sense. Might as well see what you said anyhow. Well, let's see. Where was we?
We was right where she said big, kind-hearted. But you don't need to read that part again.
From there it goes. I know if you could care for a dumb animal like that.
That's crazy. Flash ain't dumb. He ain't as dumb as she is.
Please read it, can't you? You are one of nature's noblemen. Well, all I got to say is she seems to know you better than I do.
Yeah, sure.
And then she says, Dear Mr. Peters, I hope you find your horse, but if
I know Dad darn well she hadn't found him.
Well, let's see what she says. But if you don't, wouldn't a good, true woman take its place?
What in blaze is she talking about? She thinks she can run races?
Darned if I know, Michelle. Maybe we can find out if we read the rest of it. You are offering $25 reward for your horse, but you can get a marriage license for $2.
Tear it up. Tear that letter up. Dang the
well, I just
anymore.
Won't tear it up. Why, this is better than a book. And in these days, everybody ought to economize. Don't you think so? And besides, I have a Shetland pony I can throw in.
Of all the dad darn nerve I ever seen.
Oh, keep your trap shut, will you? I finished this. Getting darn interesting. Please let me know whether you find your horse and about the other. Truly yours, Vancey Nickelbaugh.
You never heard of that name, did you?
Nope, must have moved into the county recent.
That letter's got the whole store stunk up.
Yes, well, maybe the postmaster could
tell
you.
It couldn't, don't make no difference. You can tear it up now, and don't...
Wait a minute.
All about
just
it.
A minute. There's a P.S. here. It says, if I find your horse, you can have him back without paying the $25. Just $2 as above.
Above what?
Oh, why don't you listen? She means above in the letter, where she said you could get a marriage license for
$2. My gosh dang it. I ain't gonna get no marriage license. What is she
doing? Don't forget now, she's got a Shetland pony, too.
Oh, shucks. Shetland pony couldn't win no races, could it?
Well, it might if they had races for Shetland ponies.
It's all just a lot of dad darn foolishness, Zeb, and you know it. Tear that letter up now, like you promised you would.
Just hold your horses a minute. I want to look at her name again. Vancey Nickelbaugh. Wonder where she comes from.
Must be some relation to the Pennyfields, I guess.
To the Pennyfields? Oh, you're doing fool. I don't know. How do you do? Something you wanted?
You better have something I want. I want to talk to this Mr. Peters.
I guess you want, Jeb.
Yeah, that's my name. Peters is my name. What do you want?
You put this advertisement in the paper, eh, mister?
You mean about my horse?
Yes, sure. It's about a horse. You put him in, eh?
Yeah, that's my ad, all right. Have you found him?
Oh, not so fast enough, please. You pay $25 if this horse has come back, eh?
Yeah, that's what the ad says. But, of course, if it didn't take you very long to find him, it'd only be reasonable to...
How much you pay, huh?
Well, if you found him, I suppose I'll have to pay the $25, like you said.
You bet. That's all right.
Yes, where is he?
Wait a minute. Not so fast, please. This horse is the cause of plenty of damage.
Damage? Well, what'd he do?
What'd he do? The sheriff got a body. What he did not do. He come to my place 4 nights ago.
Where is your place, mister?
Excuse me, I forget. My name is Tony Manelli. My place is a small farm. I raise the chickens, eggs and the vegetables. I work a plenty. I make a nicer chicken a coop. I have a nicer garden. And this horse, mister, she is like all the time to lay down, eh?
Yes, that sounds like Flash, all right, but he ain't her.
But, mister, this advertisement, he said this horse is a blue, eh?
Well, I didn't mean it wasn't my horse, but you said she. And he ain't a she, he's a him.
That don't make no difference. Now, 4 nights ago, I wake up in the morning, 5:30. I go out to collect my fine eggs. To get water and the vegetables, and what do I see, senor? What do I see,
I suppose you saw the sun come up.
No, I always see the sun come up, mister. But this morning, what do I see,
I know what he means, Jeb. He saw the dew in the grass, and the morning glory's opening up, and all...
No, mister. Always I see the dew in the grass, and the morning glories. But this time, I see my fine vegetable garden is all a smash. It's all a smash. And this horse... He must sleep plenty, huh? She's ever sleep every place and smash all of my fine vegetables right into the ground.
That's too dad darn bad. But the $25...
But that is not all. No. I go to collect my fine eggs, mister? And what do I see,
Chicken.
No. I see my beautiful chicken coop. It's all turned over. My nice egg is all broke. 2 cases, senor. All ready for the market is also broke. And where do I find this horse,
Darn if I know. Where did you find him?
Well, he was fast asleep in my nice, beautiful bed of lilies, senor. That's it. 30 cents a dozen. I get in Skidsville, and they're all spoiled. They're all spoiled.
Well, it's too bad, but I don't see how it can be helped. Where's my horse?
I got this horse, mister, but you must pay $25 reward and $10 for the damage. If not, I keep the horse.
You can't do it, Deb. It's just throwing good money after bad. And besides, you ain't got it.
You keep out of this. It's my horse, ain't it?
Well,
you bring him in here and you'll get your money.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, mister. 1,000 thanks. I will return with this horse in 10 minutes. Thank you, mister. Thank you.
That's never, Deb. Where are you going to get that other $10? You've already spent every darn cent we had on that blessed horse. That $25 you've been saving out the reward is all it.
Sure. I tended to that last night. I thought maybe there'd be some other expenses about getting the horse back, so I tended to it.
You tended to it? Well, what'd you do, Consarnet? What'd you do?
I sold your watch.